My guest on Book Notes this month is the writer and academic Antje Rauerda, and she is a professor of British and postcolonial literatures at Goucher College. A specific area of work is on third culture literature, and this year she's put out her first novel. It's called Slow Time. It's such a pleasure to welcome you to Book Notes, Antje. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me here.
I was fascinated by this idea of third culture literature and came across the term actually only once I got to know you. How would you define it for a layperson like myself?
Your first culture would be your passport home. For many people, your passport home is not where you were raised. So, for example, if you had parents who were diplomats, missionaries, international business people, international educators, you might have been raised in another country or several other countries, but you were never an immigrant to that country. The idea was always that you were temporarily there. And so the people that you were most familiar with or remain most familiar with are other dislocated expatriate people like yourself. So that third culture is that culture of affiliation between people who aren't in their first culture, never immigrated to their second culture, and then have this similarity amongst other people like themselves.
So your new book then is absolutely fascinating in that context, because you in some instances are writing from the point of view of Mother Earth, and yet you are placing it very specifically in Baltimore. Did your academic work then inform the way that you approached the novel?
Not consciously, but I think unconsciously. There's a novel by Pearl S. Buck called The Good Earth. She's a third culture kid, but The Good Earth is very much about place. And I only thought after I wrote Slow Time that I'd kind of done a Baltimore and contemporary take on that. It's a fantasy. It's a romance of like, what if the place could claim you? Which I think as somebody who is third culture, I really wish it could. I really wish there was a place that could claim me. So yeah, it's wish fulfillment, I think.
The idea of writing being writing, was that the case for you? Or is there actually a difference between writing academically and writing fiction?
Huge difference. Writing academically, you're always entering that whole conversation that's already in place between other academics. So it's very busy. It's full of other people's voices. Writing fiction is like going into a dream. It's very personal. It's very quiet. It's a whole different type of process.
And having dipped your toe in it?
I love it. For me, extremely restorative. I have a large manuscript that I thought was finished. It has not emerged into the world yet, and I am looking at it again, and I've taken out the pieces that I think are the kernel of the book, and I'm going to think about them more. I hope they come out as another thing. I feel like they're in their like chrysalis stage at the moment.
I hope to be talking to you about that very soon. Meanwhile, I was talking to writer and academic Antje Rauerda about her first novel, Slow Time. This has been put out by Spuiten Duyvil. I will put a link on the book notes page about that. Thank you so much. It was just wonderful to talk to you.
Likewise, thank you.